Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore, come to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. You say, where in the world is Fairton? What's in Cumberland County? And it's 4 miles straight south of Bridgeton. It's a nice little place. And the center is a beautiful place. Beautiful building, beautiful grounds, wonderful people. And the truth is taught there. And that truth makes you free, makes your children free. If they will walk in that truth, they won't die prematurely. God's promises will cover them with his protection, his favor, his love. But you got to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. People don't get it. You know, they violate God's truth. They don't do what he said to do. And then they're struck down prematurely. And everybody's going around and wondering, well, why? Why did this happen? And then, you know, maybe they don't come right out and overtly say it, but they're mad at God because they say, well, God is sovereign, and he decided to take my child, or he decided to take my mom, or he decided to this. And, you know, one of the most ludicrous things I've ever had happen to me was I had a family that I really didn't know. I met them through a doctor who was ministering to their child who had leukemia, and the little boy died. And the little boy was a nice little boy. He didn't do anything wrong. Right? But anyway, they wanted me to read at the funeral a section from the book of wisdom. And that's not a book that's in the Protestant Bible. And so I did. And the essence of the scripture was God has a garden in heaven. And because he wanted a special flower in his garden, he took this little child. You know, I this might make some of you angry at me. But that's nonsense. That violates Scripture. Scripture says that God has promised us long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's why you take children to church. That's why you take them to Sunday school. That's why you put them into Christian schools or you homeschool them. It's so that they will know the truth. And the truth is not necessarily what is happening in your neighbor's life. You don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know what they're doing secretly. You don't know what they're watching, what they're reading, what they're saying, what they're thinking. That's why you don't measure God by what you call reality. Well, this is what's real. This is what's happening. No, reality is God. In the beginning was God. God is a spirit. And from the spirit, all that we call reality was created. God is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Well, yeah, you know, well, sometimes God does what we consider bad things in order to have good come out of it. Now, listen to me. I know the scripture says all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And people quote that and say, yep, yep, yep. I was just in this horrible car wreck and I'm just getting out of the hospital after 6 months and I know that's going to work for good. Well, did you have that? Sometimes bad stuff happens to good people. It's really true. But that bad stuff is not coming from God. It's coming from the enemy. And somehow he gets in and he's able to do what he does, steal, kill, and destroy. But somebody goes out, they get high on drugs, they get drunk, they're doing foolish things, breaking the law, and then bad stuff happens to him because of that. And then people say, well, God is sovereign. God gave us a free will. We have a right to choose. That's what Moses said to the children of Israel. He said, this day I set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life and blessing so that you and your little ones may live. So you go to church, say, oh, church, I don't want to go to church. So boring. Nothing going on there that's good. People are all hypocrites. Pastor, he's just in it for his own sake. And you hear all these lies. But yet the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And so much more so as you see that day approaching. What day? Day of Jesus' return. The day of wrath that's coming upon this earth to try all mankind that has refused the love of God, has refused Jesus. We're not appointed under wrath. First Thessalonians chapter 5 says we're not appointed unto wrath, but unto salvation. And the salvation that's being spoken of there is not being born again. We're already born again. This is to be saved from the wrath that it is to come upon the whole earth. You know, you got to read the Word of God and see what's coming. And you don't need to live in fear. We know that what we see going on around us was coming. My grandmom knew that. My great-grandmom knew that. They didn't live to see it, but they knew it was coming because the Bible said it was coming, and Jesus said it was coming. And so here we are. We're in the midst of all this, and we need to assemble ourselves together. We need to go to church. We need to be around people of like faith. And we need to measure reality not by what we see in the world, but by what the Bible says is reality. That's what faith is. Faith is believing that which cannot be known by the five senses is real and true. You say, well, this is the way it is. This is reality. Wait a minute. Reality is what God says is reality. That is faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you can hear the Word of God by your meditation, by your reading, but also by going to church. And God, when Jesus ascended on high, He gave gifts to men. He gave prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, apostles. He gave these gifts, and it was for the perfecting of the saints. So we can learn, and the Holy Spirit can be our teacher, and He should be. But at the same time, Jesus gave these gifts of pastors and teachers to help us to better understand God's Word. You say, well, I don't have to go to church now because there's so many good teachers on television. Well, that's true, but they're there to help you become strong so that you can be part of a body that is doing God's work on earth. We need one another. We need fellowship. We need to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. But what did Jesus say? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in their midst. Well, then let's get the two or three together. Let's get four or five. Let's get 50. Let's get 100. Let's get 500. Let's get 10,000. You know, let's get together and worship the Lord and learn of Him and love Him, because we see the day approaching, don't we? It's all around us. But don't let the enemy get you to believe what is happening to your neighbor as reality, especially whenever what is happening to him is not what God has promised for you who are a covenant person in His Word. You ever been in a church service where the Spirit of the Lord came down? Have you? Or has your whole Christian experience been one of just dead religion? I'm telling you, when the Spirit of the Lord is moving, it is a wonderful thing. I've seen people dance underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I've seen people dance under so-called anointing of the Holy Spirit that was no more anointed than my dog. But I've seen the Spirit of the Lord come on people. I was down in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and we'd gone out on the side of a mountain at night and had ministered to a group of people that's where they lived. They didn't have a house. They just had a blanket, and they were sleeping on the rocks of this mountain. You don't think of mountains like here. Port-au-Prince, there's no vegetation. It's long been gone, just some brush. Brushy bushes, and people were just living there, had a little campfire, and we told them about Jesus, and they accepted Jesus into their heart. We went back the next day, and we told them about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and I said, I'm just going to pray a simple prayer, and the Spirit of the Lord is going to come, and I prayed, and the Holy Spirit hit those people, and they all began to pray in tongues, and began to minister to God, and the tears are flowing down their face. And I'll never forget the erosion from the rain and the wind on the side of the mountain had created these like gullies. They weren't big gullies. They were maybe 2-3 feet deep, and the whole thing was just rocks. And this man had no shoes. And the Spirit of the Lord came down and baptized him in the Holy Spirit, and he began to dance in circles with his eyes closed. And he danced down into those gullies and up the other side of the gullies, around those rocks and stuff, never stumbled, never fell, underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You say, I don't believe that. I don't care if you believe that or not, because it happened. I was there. I saw it. You can argue doctrine with me. You can fuss with me all that you want. But I know what the Bible says, and I have seen the Bible in action. I've seen the sick healed. I've seen demons come out of people. God has used me and the name of Jesus to set people free, and I can't go against that. It's like somebody, you renounce that happened. You say that was a lie. I can't renounce what I know to be true. As like with the early disciples, they couldn't renounce what they knew to be true, and nor can you. Remember now, if you know Jesus, you know freedom.